Krisis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, 2-2. Here we have another enumeration of certain karbonos that sort of break the generally accepted rules. So here it says, Elu mevi'in al hazadon kishkaga. There are going to be four examples of karbonos that are brought, even if one acted willfully, bezadon, as opposed to bishkaga, sort of an inadvertent, unintentional violation of the din. In other words, the usual rule is that one only is afforded the privilege and luxury and opportunity to bring a chatas, or whatever it is, and atone for himself if he acted bishkaga. But if he did bemezid, then he simply can't bring a korban. He has to just do tshuva and attempt to reconcile with Hashem. There are four exceptions to that rule where the Torah requires a offering to be brought, even if he acted bizadon, intentionally knowing it was wrong, but did it anyways. And those are Habala Shifcha. The first is the Shifcha Charufa situation. Again, we'll discuss it more in detail in Mishnah Hay, but the very short of it is a woman who is half free, half slave, and therefore she is married, like half married to an Eved Ivri. Okay, so that woman is half married, and if Reuven should sleep with her, so then Reuven did an Isser, and the consequences is to bring a asham shifcha charufa. So the point of our mission here is that even if he did it knowing full well it was forbidden, he still has to bring the asham shifcha charufa, not just for a shogeg. The second is the nazir shenitma, the nazir who became tamei. So again, this is the nazir who becomes tamei, has a procedure, essentially where he has to start his nazirus all over again. And part of that procedure requires him to bring Karbonos, including the asham of a nazir. So the point of a mishnah here is whether he accidentally stumbled into a graveyard or intentionally, you know, went against the rules and went to his grandmother's funeral. Either way, the point is that he has to start again and he has to bring this asham for being a nazir that became tamei, nazir tamei, even though he did it intentionally. The third is val shvuas ha'edus. Shvuas ha'edus is actually one of the variable chatas offerings. And here the idea is that, you know, Reuven asks his friends Shimon and Levi to testify on his behalf so he can, you know, make his recovery in the Beis Din. And although Shimon and Levi do know the facts, they say they don't know the facts and they can't testify for Reuven, causing him essentially to not win his case. And then since Reuven says, listen, you guys do know and I want you to swear you don't, and they say, yeah, we swear we don't have the facts. So that was a false oath. Now, whether they actually realize later on, oh, we forgot, we did know, which would make it a shogeg, or if they acted intentionally, knowing full well they had the facts, but they suppressed their testimony. So then when Shimon and Levi want to do tshuva, so part of the process is to bring a chatas as an olav v'yored, it's a variable chatas, but the point is that they bring the shvuas ha'edus, whether they intentionally, they lied, know full well and swore falsely, or if they did it b'shogeg, it doesn't make a difference. And finally, the shvuas ha'pikadon. Shvuas ha'pikadon is synonymous with what the when a person swears falsely regarding owing someone money. So Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me money. In the context of a pikadon, that's a deposit. So Reuven says, you know, Shimon, I gave you my bike to hold, either as collateral or because I went on vacation, and I want it back. And Shimon says, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have your bike. And then Reuven demands an oath, and Shimon swears he hasn't got the bike. So when now Shimon wants to do tshuva and fesses up, yes, he had the bike, so then he will have to bring, amongst other things, he'll have to bring an asham gzelos. And the point of our Mishnah is that even though he acted willfully bezadon, he brings that asham gzelos, that special guilt offering, for lying about owing someone money. Now, the Mishnah talks about it as shvuas ha-pikadon, because a pikadon, a deposit, is the most common scenario. But the truth is that this asham gzelos applies anytime money is owed and the person who owes it swears he doesn't owe that money. So it could be he withheld wages, he found his lost object, he took a loan and doesn't want to repay it, all those kind of things.